ABC Radio Australia.
We head to the world of sport now, where a push by Cricket PNG to establish their national women's team on the global stage has paid off, with the Lewas being awarded one-day international status for another 4 years. Cricket PNG has high ambitions for the Lewas, including securing a place at the Olympics in 2032, if not in 2028. Captain Brenda Tull says the squad's preparations have begun, and news of their renewed ODI status was the perfect boost for team morale.
It's actually a huge achievement for us, securing another 4 years of ODI status. It's massive for us as a team and for women's cricket in PNG. It gives us more opportunities to compete at a higher level, you know, gain experience and improve our world rankings. It also boosts the visibility of the sport here and motivates young girls across the country to take up cricket, knowing there's a clear pathway to international stage.
So I suppose the next question would be, what can you do over the next 4 years to take even greater advantage of ODI status than perhaps you have in the past? We know you had that famous victory over Zimbabwe in a T20 a year or so ago. I mean, it would be great, wouldn't it, if the Lewas could pull off more wins like that against higher ranked teams?
Yeah, that win against Zimbabwe, it was a proud moment for us. You know, it showed what we're capable of. Since then, the results haven't always gone our way, but we've learned a lot. And to take the next step, we need to keep building our fitness, you know, sharpen our game awareness, improving our consistency, and more high-level matches and exposure will help us grow stronger as a team.
What about the prospects of individual players getting more opportunity outside international games to play overseas? As I understand it, there is now a connection which maybe would open the way for one or two players from Papua New Guinea to have their chance in the Big Bash over here, is that right?
Yeah, it's actually a great, you know, opportunity for players in the, you know, Lewas to be part of the BBL. You know, it's a great experience. And yes, one of our girls went over last year, and getting to hear what she had to say, it's been great. It's a great experience. And, you know, she learns a lot. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can have more girls, you know, going over to experience and get to learn from the best.
But up to now, if I'm right, I mean, that experience has been based on spending time with an Australian Big Bash team. But the opportunity hasn't come around yet for you or one of your fellow players in the Lewas to actually go out there and play in the Big Bash. I mean, that would be the ultimate, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. It'd be a great achievement to have one of the Lewas going out to play in BBL stage. And it would actually be a really big help to the team also, you know, to have her to come back and talk about the experience and what it's like to, you know, be around the great players. If anyone would actually have that opportunity to go out and, you know, play, I'm pretty sure she'll come back with a lot of great experience and to, you know, also teach the team and pass on the knowledge to the rest of the girls.
And I guess at the other end of the scale, it's bringing through new young talent in Papua New Guinea. And I know that the T20 smash has been on in recent days, although the weather hasn't been too kind, but games have been played. I mean, I'm just wondering, what has the competition been like? What are you seeing? Who are you playing against? Who you think might be the next generation of Lewas?
Yeah, the T20 smash has been great. It's competitive and it's exciting to see how the local talent is developing. We've seen some really promising young players stepping out, and as a senior player, it's encouraging to know that there's a strong pipeline of talent pushing for Lewas selection as we look to, you know, build a long-term successful team.
And tell me, Tim Neilson, former Australian coach, on board now at Cricket PNG, I mean, is he involved with the Lewas, and if so, in what way?
Yeah, he is. It is a real privilege to have someone with his background working with Cricket PNG. His initial insights and the way he approaches the game have already started influencing our training and preparation. His working brings a fresh perspective and raises the bar in terms of professionalism, and something that, you know, will definitely benefit the Lewas. He's been here. He had a brief visit to PNG. I didn't really have a, you know, long chat with him, but we had a skill session and he walked to where we were and introduced himself and he spoke to a few of the girls. And after that, we didn't have a chat. I'm pretty sure he'll be back. And when he does, yeah, the girls will have a time to sit with him and get to know him also. But when I introduced myself, we spoke to him. He was really helpful. He gave me some, you know, advice. So yeah, I'm looking forward to work with him in the future.
And What does the future hold for the Lewis? I mean, when will you be back in action as a team? Because it's a constant problem, isn't it, that for anybody involved in sport in the Pacific, is the gaps in between international matches must be incredibly frustrating for you.
Well, our next international series is the Pacific Invitational. It's going to start on the 5th of June at a home ground, Amini Park. It's part of PNG's 50th anniversary celebrations. It's going to be a special moment for the girls indeed, and it's going a special moment for myself, and we're looking forward to that.
And that's Brenda Tung, captain of the Lewis, Papua New Guinea's national women's cricket team, and she's talking to Richard Hewitt on the line from Port Moresby.